I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the Power Platform Show. Thanks for joining me today. I hope today's guest inspires and educates you on the possibilities of the Microsoft Power Platform. Now, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from Newark, Delaware in the United States. He works at Chemours as an IT application senior specialist. He is currently leading the Global Power Platform Admin User Group. You can find links to his bio and social media, etc., in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Akash.
Thank you for having me, Mark. It's nice to have in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. And really, there's a few things in the introduction I want to unpack with you. But before we get there, let's get to know you. Tell me about food, family, and fun. What do they mean to you? What do you do when you're not working?
I came to US in 2011, right? So with my family. So my family is here with me. Love to spend time with family. For food is my Indian food. That's I would prefer to go after. And for fun, it's mainly on watching or playing crickets and volleyball. Those are my two fun time which I spend.
So the World Cup and cricket recently.
Yes, true. sad that India lost in final, but well, probably next World Cup probably they will win.
I bet you that hurts every time you hear it. Because I even saw that Satya called out, and I think he was very busy that weekend because that was a weekend the OpenAI issue happened. And he would have been, I bet you, trying to watch the game because he's passionate with his cricket as well. You mentioned food. You said Indian food. Now, that's like going, you know, how much water is in the ocean, right? Like Indian foods are a vast array of choices. Let's narrow it down. What do you mean? You know, what's your favorite dish?
Favorite dish would be Punjabi, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a Punjabi foods, all the fast foods. They call like Pani Puri, Dabelis, all of those fast food, which I'm more, and I also like a sweets. So all the sweets we have it in India.
Nice. Oh, I think I haven't eaten today because I'm feeling like eating now. Tell me about your career journey. Obviously, you said in 2011 you came from India, but tell me a bit more about your journey into IT. And even how that, you know, what's your current focus from an IT perspective nowadays? And what was that career path for you? Step us through it.
So came in 2011, did my high school, graduated high school, then did the college degree, got my bachelor degree in IT. And during my bachelor degree educations, I got my first internship in 2018 with Chemours. On that internship, I explored Power Apps in 2018. Got my second time internship with same company, Chemours. And on that time, I was a M365 specialist. So explored it more on the Exchange, SharePoint, Teams. We did the deployment of Teams during my internship time. And we did more focused on the Power Platform during that, mm-hmm. because that was a part of the Office 365 doing that for us. And end of my internship in 2019, I was hired with part-time as a contract-based. Completed my degree, and I was hired as a full-time employee in 2020 with Chemours organization. Since then, I was established the governance around it, owning the platform in Chemours organization. So I was the person who owned it, who delivered, drive the power platform in the commercial organizations. Since then, I am owning the power platform in commercial organizations, driving the governance architecture, securities around the platforms, driving the maker community, citizen development, and the pro development in commercial organizations. We also have a dedicated team, automation team in commerce, who works on the corporate level projects, delivers the value projects for commerce organization.
Awesome. So just tell me, commerce. What does Chemours do? What's is it a North American only business? Tell me a bit about the company.
So Chemours is a global chemical manufacturing company. So we mainly our products are based on TiO2, titanium, mining, paint business, Freon, all of those are we manufacture, mm-hmm. and it is a global company. So we have a plant in US, Europe, EMEA region, Asia Pacific, and Latin America. Mm-hmm. So it is a global manufacturing company.
About how many staff would you have?
We have around 7,000 staff. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Chemours has a 200-year-old legacy. Mm-hmm. Previously, Chemours was part of DuPont. Mm-hmm. And Chemours was spinned off from DuPont in 2015. And since then, we are more focused on chemical-based solutions.
Right. Okay. So that kind of sets the scene. Tell me now about... When it comes to the power platform, just some high level numbers, like, you know, how many environment, you know, just again, it doesn't have to be exact, but like the number of environments, number of makers in your community, number of automation apps, that type of thing. Are you using chatbots? Are you using power pages? Kind of at a high level, what are the numbers that you're working with?
So we initially started with two power platform component was Power Apps and Power Automate. That mm-hmm. is the highly used in our organization. Roughly, total around, we have probably 2,000 applications and close to 6,000 to 7,000 Power Automates. Mm-hmm. We have it in our organizations. We are doing a POCs on the Power Virtual Agent, which is now called as a Microsoft Copilot Studio.
Excellent.
And we are currently in, doing one project in Power Pages, which is, we are about to do the go live of that project. So that is a journey, one step into the Power Pages platform. And hopefully next year, we will planning to do complete the POC of the Microsoft Copilot Studio.
Nice. So that's interesting. Copilot Studio, obviously, we're seeing a lot more customers excited about how AI can be applied to their business. In fact, Andrew Gaskins, who referred you to the show, we were talking about a very similar thing and how quickly things were changing. From an AI perspective, what are your thoughts on AI in the context of the power platform?
I think it will bring the value to all the organizations based on how the Copilot is introduced in the power platform. Right, we can see the productivity gain, development faster. Right, helps the end user. We can bring the Copilot inside an application. Copilot can surface through any data which is connected to your application. So no more user has to go and look for, okay, what data is there? They can just chat and do the conversation with the Copilot, and Copilot brings those informations to the end user. So it's helps increasing the productivity on the development and the end user perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We have started to enable the Copilot in our organization. So we have turned on for the Power Apps, Power Automate for the Copilot. And I'm getting positive feedback on the Copilot and how it's helping the end user.
Fantastic. When you think about low code, And the Microsoft Power Platform is a low-code platform. I'm hearing more and more in organizations similar to your size that it's not just necessarily the only platform in place, right? Inside an organization, there's many different software solutions, etc. Is it your core platform, or are you using any of the other low-code tools out in the market as well as part of your way of thinking about how you enable the organization?
So we do have other tools which we do use called Alteryx, which is another platform we use for automation. And then we do have a platform called Amelia, which is more on the ticketing, conversations, chatbot perspective, where we can create the business process flow, to implement and do the chat conversations with Amelia.
Nice. And you talked in your introduction about governance and setting up from a governance perspective. I take it you're using things like the COE starter kit. You've implemented. Are you the owner of that? Do you maintain it and configure it and use it as part of your role?
Yes, I own the COE starter kit, and we do have implemented our own some of the governance capabilities for Power Platform, and we do maintain and use the COE starter kit, mainly the core component which we use to gather the data about the component which exists in the Power Platform in our tenant. It helps us to see how many component exist and who owns it and what it and give us the granular detail about the assets which exist in our tenant.
Nice. Do you have a strategy in place around making sure that you're always on the latest version of that and making sure, you know, tell me about, do you have daily interaction with the tools provided, the dashboards and the automations provided by that? Or is it more weekly or monthly? How often do you think you and your role interact with that tool?
A few times in a week, not a daily. But we do go and look at it a few times in a week. So just to see, okay, sometimes maybe it's hard to find some of the informations from the platform level to search and navigate through, where we leverage the COE starter kit to navigate through and find it easy and more convenient to find the information in the dashboard.
Yeah. Interesting. Tell me about, when you look at the ecosystem of the Power Platform inside the organization, what, and Microsoft provide over 1,000 connectors with that. Do you have a strategy around how you make, and obviously the connectors are used for data access, right? Generally to other systems used in the organization. We find with the enterprise organizations like yourselves that it's typically SAP would be in use in that environment, or a large EAP, maybe an Oracle ERP system. Have you, explored and integrated those systems with the Power Platform so that your makers and also your pro developer community can build solutions based on data in those systems?
Yes, we do have a strategy around the connectors which is currently being used in our organization. So we don't open everything up by
of
default.
Course.
Right?
Yeah.
We opened as per what request comes into the admins, and we evaluate, assess those requests, and then we'll enable those connectors. But yes, definitely we have some projects which are connecting to our ERP systems, legacy systems, on-prem, on-cloud systems. We have a few projects which are connecting to our SAP R3 system, which is a 4.6 version, which is a too old systems. So we have few projects connects to the SAP.
One of the comments I come across from particularly SAP architects is the, and from perhaps the DevSecOps part of an organization, right, which are of course very security conscious, is the risk profile of allowing staff to access SAP. How is that discussion? Like, I was recently on a call, in fact, on a podcast that went live today with AJ from Metro Bank, and the Metro Bank security people, right, didn't want people accessing those secure systems. And he said, been through some rigorous training, they understood the implications of what they were doing, and they met a criteria to engage in those data sets. Have you had those type of discussions, and what, how do they work out with the security part of the organization being comfortable with, you know, accessing the power, using the Power Platform to access those external, or not external systems, but other kind of enterprise systems in the organization?
We did run into some challenges on because security out of the gate, they were not going to allow any SaaS platform or any other platform to access the company's internal data, which is critical to the organization. We did went through some trainings with the security. We did some POCs. We did some demos with the our security team. They did saw that there was few challenges which we ran is about, since it is a legacy system, implementing the SSO was little tough for us because there was a lot of changes needs to be happened on the SAP side and on our side on the configurations of the on-premise data gateway. We did one solutions we came across was that, okay, to create some users on the SAP sites, leverage those users, and then do the auditing perspective on the Power Platform side, to making sure that who touches the data, who does what informations. So all of those kind of things we implemented on the Power Platform side. Currently, we are in the process on doing the POC of the SSO configurations. So when a user logs in, it asks for the user credentials instead of using the service account, which is created on the SAP side. Right? Because eventually you don't want anything which is running off of the service account instead of the user context, right? Because sometimes there is a chance that, okay, user don't have actual permissions in your ERP system, but now they have the access to through the Power Apps application, right? So that is not a good implementation of the security. So currently we are in the doing a POCs on how we can implement the SSO around SAP connector and the Power Platform.
Nice. You mentioned you have a maker community. And I really want to kind of get your views on a maker community and then your pro dev, you know, part of where you're building solutions based on, you know, probably a business unit requesting a solution to do something. First of all, tell me about your maker community. What's, how does it work? How does it function? How does it live inside your organization?
So we have maker community introduced a couple different ways, right? So we do communications differently a little bit. So we have Yammer community, which we have created, where we have set up some automations. So anytime when there is a blog comes out on the Power Apps or Power Automate, Power BI or Microsoft Copilot, Power Pages related, we post those articles directly on our community, right? On the Yammer community. So at least our community, the citizen developer, knows what's coming in the in this Power Platform. And if there is a way, maybe they can look at it and see the new features, functionality, which is because if you see the Power Platform in last 2 years, how drastically it has been grown and changed during the COVID time. And it's so powerful now. So we post all the blogs which comes available on the Power Platform, and we post them into our Yammer communities. Then we have a SharePoint site where we have created the training materials for our community. So there is like a beginner, intermediate, and advanced courses we have posted, and some of them are do go back to the Microsoft Learns, depending on what path you are going for and you're making your advance and educate yourself. So we do those, and then we do we have weekly calls with our communities. So at least there we share the informations with the community, and community also shares the informations. They will share, maybe they have explored something new, they have created something new on the Power using the Power Platform. Mm-hmm. So we do interactions with the community. We also have the pro developer community, where we do with pro developer, we do bi-weekly call. So mm-hmm. we have meeting with bi-weekly with pro developers, where we'll do demos on how it is we have done something cool, something new with mm-hmm. using the platform, or maybe something they will share that, okay, what they are in looking at it in exploring on the Power Platform, or maybe they are getting some hurdles, and then everyone tries to help them out on, okay, how to resolve the issues.
Nice. With the Maker and your ProDev community, how do you handle things like minimum standards, right? So in other words, the login needs to be happening this way. The branding needs to be this color set. The fonts need to be this font set. The kind of things that make Chemours apps and solutions Chemours, right? As in, so it's when staff work with them, things are where they would expect them to be, right? Do you have any kind of either theming libraries, template libraries? If we take that a few steps further, do you have like PCF control libraries that people can grab and you've already had them stitched into your system correctly, and so now they can just use those components as standard assets inside? How do you think about that?
Yes, we do any projects. We do corporate projects. We do take this seriously as a branding, mm-hmm. As a Chemours branding. We do have created a lot of components, like component library, which mm-hmm. is used based on the Chemours theming. We did also share the Chemours theme, color codes, and the yes. documentations on how to implement the Chemours theme. Mm-hmm. So people do use reusable components, or if there is something which is not meeting their needs, they do have their also a guide on how to implement the Chemours theme in their applications.
Beautiful. And you talked about components then. Just off the top of the of your head, what are the kind of common or most used components that you've created that you find your teams using?
Mostly we have created the loading components, mm-hmm. headers, yes. some of the, let's say, home screens mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. success screens, panels, dialogues. Nice. Those are the mainly highly used components mm-hmm. in our organization.
Have you created a model inside your solutions that allow the end user of them to directly feed back? So I'll give you examples that I've seen. So for example, built into the app is the ability to capture NPS score for that app, right? Net Promoter Score. Am I happy with this app? Is it doing? Or, hey, I found a bug. Do you have a standard component that everyone can put in there that allows you to do bug capture or feature request capture, you know, in the app, so you can get a backlog of future development of any app or solution built on the Power Platform? Have you done anything in that area?
Not related to the component, but we do have established a process where if a user finds a bug in the applications, or maybe mm-hmm. there is a feature request they would like to see in the applications, we do have established our intake process forms. So all of the corporate applications, which is being developed by automation team, which is under me, we do intake process. So any project comes to our team, goes through the intake process forms, and we evaluate the request. If there is a bugs, it goes through our support team. And if there is a feature request, it's come to us, and we evaluate those requests and nice. Deliver those requests to the business.
So what are your thoughts then on, like you mentioned, support team there. At what point does an app become IT supported as opposed to community supported, right? So one of the feedback I've heard a lot in dealing in organizations is that IT are like, hey, we don't want 100 little apps that we now have to support in help desk, right? As in, and we know nothing about this app. You know, Bob in accounting just created an app last week, and now Sue in HR is saying, hey, Bob's accounting app's not working and I want to raise a ticket. And IT are going, support desk is going, we don't even know what you're talking about, right? We haven't even heard of this app. How do you handle the, at what point does it become an IT supported app as opposed to go find whoever authored the app and tell them about the problem?
Yes, I have seen that many times, right? Where people are like, okay, where does this app come from, right? Even sometimes like the applications are developed by citizen community, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know as admin that, okay, where does this applications come from? Who has developed, right? That's where we leverage all the COE startup kit to see, okay, who has developed, where which environment does it exist? But for us, we only manage the applications which is developed by the automation team. Right. So anything which is developed and deployed by the automation team that is supported by our support team, we do not. We may support the applications sometimes if it's an enterprise level, which is impacting our business. Productivity of the business, those applications does come under our support team, but not all the applications which is developed by everyone in the commerce organizations. Yeah. It will be a tough and difficult to manage all the applications, like 2,000 applications in organizations to manage and support them.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Tell me about, just to switch gears, the Global Power Platform Admin User Group. Tell me about what that user group's about. Is it an online user group? And you know, what's been the history of that? Because I understand you're involved in it.
Yes, I have recently involved in the Global Admin User Group. So in that user group, we do share everything which is related, admin-related, right? It is an online-based group. You can also, you can search for, you can Google it, Power Platform User Groups. Mm-hmm. And once you go to the Power Platform User Group, you can search for Global Admin Community Group, and you will be able to find there is one group which exists. In that group, we do have people comes from Microsoft, so product groups, COE Starter Kit, Manuel, Ken, other like those people comes into the group. They do share. They do share what's something which is recently shared. Get feedback on the feature request. We do share how we have implemented also in our organizations, the best practice we have implemented, how we do governance around the Power Platform, securities, best method. We have automations around the admin task. So those are the things what we do share in the Global Admin Community Group.
Nice. I like it. It's a, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not involved, go, if you just Google Global Power Platform Admin User Group, it's a number one search. I just did it. That comes up. And there's what, 309 members I see. So it's a large group.
It is a large group. Yes, it is a large group. Also, we at the Power Platform conference in Las Vegas, we also did a live sessions directly from the Power Platform conference. And we also had people who joined it and asked questions directly with the product group on how the admin's governance will be changed, what's coming new, and what was announced in the Power in the conference. So we had fun sessions, first time we had a live sessions directly.
So good. Before I let you go, just in wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Firstly, thank you for having me in the podcast. It's a first time podcast. It's been a fun.
Nice.
So It's my pleasure of having me here in the podcast. It's a journey of the Power Platform is a journey when I started my career. So Power Platform became my career. It's my resume now. I'm attached with Power Platform, how it is being evolved, low code to the pro code enterprise applications we have built in Comore's organizations. We have delivered so much. We have built our automation team community inside the organizations, how we do governance differently, implementations, adapting the new technology which comes in the Power Platform or even outside of the Power Platform. So we are not limited to the Power Platform in automation team. We use Azure's, Logic Apps, Blob Storage, all of those things which we leverage in Power Platform. So it's a fun platform. It's a growing, evolving platform. It's a mature platform where enterprise applications could be built and replaced. We have done that. We have proven that. To replace the legacy system with the Power Platform. It's more efficient, cost-saving, manageable, giving opportunities to your organization's employee to explore, automate their task, organization's task. So it's a fun journey for me. I hope everyone else who's listening this podcast, they are more involved. They are using Power Platform. If not, I'll recommend them to at least explore, see how the Power Platform works, what it can do through application end-to-end processing you can build using the platform. So I would hope and wish everyone is using the Power Platform.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If there's a guest you'd like to see on the show, please message me on LinkedIn. If you want to be a supporter of the show, please check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Stay safe out there and shoot for the stars.